Good morning. Who's calling Christian?
Oh, I'm giving up now after listening to that lineup. There's no chance I'm going to win. It's poor Eamon Holmes here.
Listen, Eamon, you are the king of breakfast TV.
That's why I haven't been able to phone you until today.
You're busy. You're working, aren't you? Same time as us. Yeah.
No, that's exactly right. And now I've got to today, and I've got so many text messages, so many letters, so many emails, all from everybody in the world who needs money. And my conscience wouldn't take it if I didn't phone today. I don't think I could sleep again.
Well, listen, Eamon, thank you very much. I thought you'd be nursing a hangover this morning, what with the Northern Ireland qualifying. Yeah. That's great news. Well,
my voice is a wee bit stretched, I have to say. I'm a wee bit husky today, but I'm on my way into this morning to meet up with my lovely wife, where we're broadcasting at 10:30 today. So
nice plug.
While I'm sitting in this traffic jam, I could kill two birds with one stone. You know, we could chat here. But obviously, I have no chance of winning this. You see, I say to everybody, everybody says, you just phone and you get £10,000 for your charity, and we get £10,000. And I said, no, it couldn't be that simple. It just couldn't be that simple. And it isn't that simple, because you've just given me that list of 64 other people. So, look, I'll not waste your time. I'll just go now and say goodbye.
No, Eamon. No. So tell me this.
Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, that's right. So what have you got coming up on this morning? Do you already know the running order? Because sometimes with a daytime show like that, the very nature of it's a magazine show, it can be a crunching gear change from one item to the next.
Yes, and there's a few wee news stories popping up today. That poor couple whose child was adopted, and they're wrongly accused of abuse. Awful, ghastly story. But we're also on the search for the new milk tray man.
Isn't that great news? Why don't you apply?
Well, imagine me in Lycra?
Yeah, I can. Two words, love monster, you know?
Love monster.
Absolutely.
I could have done that in the 70s. I would have been brilliant in that. But it's a bit late now. So we're debating who the new milk tray man should be. And do ladies want to be presented with chocolate nowadays? I have to say, my own wife, to use her as an example, has never been particularly fond when I call into the petrol station and bring her a bunch of flowers and a box of chocolates. For some reason, the petrol station sort of kills it as soon as she finds out where it's come from. So I'm not sure there's room for a milk tray these days. Do people still like getting a milk tray?
I think they... Well, what about those... I think these days it's those boutique-y chocolates, isn't it? You know, Hotel Chocolat.
Yeah.
It's Chocolat, it's not chocolate.
Right. And, I don't like all that old foreign muck. I mean, I am a milk tray man myself. You know, it's like at Easter. At Easter, do you know when people give you fancy Easter? I don't want the fancy Easter
egg. I want a Terry's chocolate orange.
Yeah, see, I know what I want. You know, that's it.
Now, Eamon, I know you're a massive Manchester United fan. Are you getting a bit happier now? Are you happy with how the team are doing?
I'm not sure. I think, you know, we'll be up there in the top four, whatever. I think we're on a journey. I don't think we're at the end of it. I think, you know, we're one manager away from whoever that will bring us back to the promised land, I really think.
So you're not a Van Gaal fan?
Not that I'm not a Van Gaal fan. Well, look at this. 26 years of watching us play the Fergie way of football. It's sometimes hard to watch this stuff. This whole thing about possession football. I mean, with 85%
of the
possession. But do you know what? Well, it's not thrilling. Put it like that. It's not thrilling. You know, people say it's not... You know, that you often hear people say it's not the West Ham way, it's not the Spurs way. This is not the United way. There's no doubt about it. It's a bit hard to watch sometimes. But he is a character. He's an amazing character.
Now, Eamon, who has actually asked you to give us a call? Is there anyone in particular or a charity you're calling on behalf of?
There's a young lad. I'm not really sure I should mention his name, but you know, he has gone on to me. I met a young lad on a quiz show about 5 years ago, and he was incredibly entertaining. It was a pilot for Quiz Show. You know the story, Christian. We turn up for these things, we do them, and then nobody ever wants to commission them. But I met this young lad, and he was really, you know, he was so enthusiastic, so smart and whatever. And you know what it's like in broadcast? You can't say to people, he would be a good researcher, he'd be a good producer. No one ever listens to you unless they discover them themselves. And, you know, people sort of, whatever. And this young lad, he's had a lot of problems in his life. He's had massive weight problems. He's had a gastric band that didn't work out. He's got problems with his parents. Really, really difficult situation. Anyways, has an opportunity now. I've kept in touch with him, and I bring him around the TV world, show him certain things and whatever. And I do generally feel sorry for him. He works in a call centre now, and he works with pets part-time. and he wants to start a new life abroad, and he's got an opportunity for a job. And basically, of all the people have asked me, I think I would be saying, you know, for him, this would make a big difference in his life to help him restart. He's a lovely, lovely lad. And sometimes you just think, well, you know, if it takes a phone call, me making a fool of myself today, and it could change his life, that would be
You're a good man,
wonderful.
Remembering him and mentioning that. And is there a charity that you're supporting as well, Eamon?
Well, the charity I would support would be the Dogs Trust. And, you know, honestly, 5 years ago, I really wouldn't have thought about animals one way or the other. Then colleagues at Sky News asked me to go to the Dogs Trust and host a wee function, and I went and I came away with a dog.
You can't go to one of those places without one. It's impossible.
Yeah. But honestly, Christian, that dog has changed my life.
What have you got?
We have the most amazing dog. I wish this was telly and I could beam you a picture. We have a cross between a border collie and a sausage dog.
What?
So basically
that's
looks
quite
like
a hybrid.
That's a hybrid. I got a DNA test done on the dog, and that's what it showed up. But it looks like a black fox. I swear to you, it absolutely looks like a black fox.
Awesome.
So it might be a black fox, I don't know. But anyway, it's wonderful. When I come home, she lies, she jumps, licks me all over, lies on her back. She has a wee little squirt through excitement there.
Excuse
and then the
me?
Dog comes and gets me after
come
that.
On.
So if only my wife treated me like this dog. Anyone who has a dog, knows there is unconditional
Absolutely.
Love. Where
yeah,
does
they
that
do.
Come from?
Yeah.
Where does that unconditional love come from? Why can't people be like that?
I know.
Incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely incredible.
Now, listen, Eamon, the way this is going is each caller that calls us up is leaving us a question for the next guest.
Yes.
Yours comes from the mighty Louis Spence.
Yes.
His question is, why is the Pineapple Dance Studio called that?
Pineapple Dance.
Now, as a song and dance man, I know you know this. I know you know this.
Well, if it's anything like Louis, it's probably a wee bit prickly on the outside and lovely on the inside. Once you get through the surface, maybe that's why it is. It's initially hard. It's called the Pineapple Dance because probably it's initially hard to dance, but inside it's lovely when you do it.
The building used to be a pineapple warehouse.
Used to be a pineapple warehouse, apparently, Eamon.
Oh, did I? Do you know pineapple is my favourite fruit?
I did not
know. I do have a bit of a fetish for pineapples, particularly sweet ones. They are lovely. Not as bad as you when you go to the supermarket and you get one of those cartons and you bite into it, there's a lovely sweet bit of pineapple. It's gorgeous. And then the next one is really hard and like dried Weetabix. You know, it's really,
It's sending you somewhere right now, isn't it? The thought of it.
The thought of it, you know, yeah. Do I get a question?
Now you get to leave a question for whoever calls during our final hour, Eamon.
Right. Do you know what I would really love to know, just tied into dogs again? Why is it when you come home to your dog, it has to go and get a present for you? It gets something for you and brings it to you. I don't know if anyone has a dog, do they know that? It goes and finds a shoe or something.
Yeah, I've got two dogs. They both try and do that, yeah.
Why do they do that? What are they? And then when you go to take it off and they don't let you have it. So why are they tempting you? Why are they bringing you something and then they don't give it to you?
Eamon, it's these questions that keep the mind occupied late into the early hours sometimes.
Indeed. We've almost become philosophical this morning.
Well, listen, have a very good this morning. It's always a joy to talk to you, Eamon. Have a lovely weekend. And thank you very much for giving us a call this morning as well.
Do I get the money?
We'll keep you posted.
I can't wait all day. I'm a busy man. When do we find out?
You find out in an hour's time at 10 o'clock. We'll announce the top five. But I tell you what, I'm going to send you a pineapple, okay?
Top man. Look after yourself.
Thank you
very much.
Bye-bye.
Good luck with it all.
The brand new Milk Tray Man, everyone. The campaign starts here.
You.